One of the important theological ideas is that we say that God became human so that humans might become divine. What we mean by that is not that we become God, but that God became human in Jesus, fully human and fully divine, so that then we then could share in God's divinity. So that there's a sense of God's divinity within us. There's God's presence within us. And that's a very important Athanasius, an early church idea. So that there's a spark of God within us. So God became human. And when we add the water to the wine in the Eucharist, we say, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. See what I mean? That kind of crossing, that God shares his divine life with his creation, and that's us. And so in each one of you, there's that little spark of God that we now, when we read the Transfiguration, what Jesus did was show his glory, show his relationship, his divinity to them. And this idea that, okay, well, why would he do that? I mean, what's the point of that? To show that he's God, of course. But if you take a look at that opening prayer, what we pray is so that we too might become a sharer in that divine life. That's what the idea is, that in that being human is that God is calling us to something greater, something holier, something where we can become like God, sharing in his divinity. We don't become God, because that would be very different. That's a heresy. So that's why when you take a look at the prayer, it says, O God, who in the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son confirmed the mystery of faith by the witness of the fathers, okay, and wonderfully prefigured our full adoption to sonship and daughtership, or to be a child of God. And by listening to his voice, we may become co-heirs with him. So this, like, he showed it and said, you know what? As you listen more and more to the Son, Jesus, you share more and more in that divine life within you. And I think we know that, right? Because you probably know holier people than you are, right? How the divine light shines in them. You see God more and more in them. We would say something like, even Mother Teresa, like, she had a lot of light that when you looked at her, it was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm with someone who really knows God. And I don't know if you listen to Relevant Radio, but this morning, there's always this little, with Presence Radio, there's this, always this little thing where they do a little Pope Benedict kind of reflection. And there was one today on the Transfiguration. And one of the things he talked about is, what did we get to see? And he said, with that divine light, we got to see the Son, Jesus' intimate relationship with his Father. That's what he kind of revealed, you know, that's the glory, that the Father's presence in him and that relationship, that intimate kind of heavenly part. I share that with you because in the end, that's really our destiny too, right? We are supposed to be sharing more and more in God's life. And when we do, it changes everything. It changes the way we live our lives. It changes what it's all about, what this world is all about. And we recognize that this is all beautiful and it's a wonderful tool and a great gift. But it all has its final purpose to share life with God. That we already kind of have a spark in each one of you. That in each one of you, there's God's little presence. God's like trying to kind of grow that within us. So in the Transfiguration, hopefully you show your glory to your children, to your spouse, to your parents. Show the glory of God that's in you and the holiness that is a part of your life that God is trying so hard to share with anybody in his creation who wants that exchange. Oftentimes, unfortunately, we reject it.